AM and PM and the 24-hour clock. AM and PM are abbreviations that tell us whether the time occurs in the morning or in the afternoon or evening. AM occurs in the morning. It stands for antimeridium, which means before midday. You can think of it as before noon. PM occurs in the afternoon and evening. It stands for postmeridium, which means after midday. You can think of it as afternoon. In the AM-PM system of time, which is what most people use and what you are used to seeing, a 12-hour clock is used. That means that the morning goes up until 12 o'clock noon. It starts over again with 1 o'clock and goes through 12 o'clock midnight. In contrast, a 24-hour clock does not start over after 12 o'clock noon. The next hour, which we normally think of as 1 o'clock p.m., is 1300, then 1400, etc. Time goes all the way up until 2400 midnight, which can also be called 0000 because it is the start of the next day. Let's look at a few examples. What is 7 o'clock p.m. on a 24-hour clock? 7 o'clock p.m. is afternoon, so this is 7 hours past 12 o'clock. We can simply add 12 plus 7 equals 19. Answer, 1900. Note that AM and PM are not used with a 24-hour clock. It is 2110 hours. What time is it on a regular 12-hour clock? It is past noon, so let's subtract 12 hours to see how far past noon it is. 21 minus 12 equals 9, so it is 9:10. The minutes won't change. It is PM because it is afternoon. On a 24-hour clock, it is 6:55. What time is it on a 12-hour clock with AM, PM? Since it is less than 12 o'clock, the time will not change. This is before noon, so it is AM. Answer, 6:55 AM. What is 12:05 PM on a 24-hour clock? 12:05 p.m. is just barely in the afternoon, but we don't need to change the time at all because it hasn't yet started over with 1 o'clock. Answer, 12:05. This makes sense because if we were to subtract 12 hours and get 5:05. This would only be 5 minutes into the day. That's the time right after midnight, not right after noon. Let's recall what you have learned so far.